Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We are joined this morning by Jasmine Opperman, terrorist specializing in focus and focusing on Africa. A very, very good morning. How are you?
Morning and morning to your listeners. I'm well and yourself?
I am also well. Thank you. Great to have you back. Is this
Thank
a shift?
You.
Is this a shift or is this just another angle to what is just becoming a very, very more and more problematic area?
I think, no, it is not a shift. I think there are so many people writing on Mozambique. They're trying to bring in new angles. Organized crime via the onshore area, Cabo Delgado, is napping new. Drug syndicates have moved south, away from the insurgency, as expected. And insurgents' involvement in organized crime activities, mining, rubies, diamonds, gold, always been present. Mm-hmm. So I must admit to you, the article for me was a bit confusing.
Right. And, I mean, we've seen this type of situation happening further north in Africa where you had, I don't know, hijackings and this type of thing. Is this realistic, a concern for this region?
In terms of organized crime, in terms of the nexus with terrorism, what is interesting is that kidnapping for ransom has already started presenting itself, and it remains a serious concern. The areas now are being claimed to have been reoccupied, which is true. They have gained those territories, Rwanda and SADC forces. But keep in mind, the insurgents has merely fallen back. And herein lies the concern. Where did they fall back to? Have they crossed the borders with bordering states, which I think is a high probability? And how are they going to facilitate these organized crime activities having taken place now transnational in nature? A steadfast reality, yes.
Right. And is the international community assisting in this? I know we had talked with the South African Defense Force as well, but what is the latest in terms of international assistance?
No. Let's first talk regional. SADC has been deployed.
Right.
Rwanda clearly on the LNG sector and protecting the coastal area and working with Tanzania on the border security, which is no surprise. America has stepped up its training. Portugal is intensely active in terms of intelligence and providing support, and the EU with training is also taking place. However, and herein lies the problem, with the international presence, these are all silo trainings. These are all not part of a broader integrated training program. And the benefits of this training will only be seen in the long run. In the short term, for as long as Rwanda is present, SADC is present, insurgents will keep a low profile, biding their time and waiting, because they cannot be there permanently.
I guess that's the problem. Do we need to settle in and accept that this is now going to be just one of those areas where this type of instability and concern is going to exist now for the next however many years, because it's really not going anywhere?
It's not going anywhere. And one does not just only have to mention the word Afghanistan to understand the serious implications of a type of endless war. Not that I am making oversimplified comparisons, but the reality is the answer must become from Maputo. They need to step up in terms of the interventions beyond the military. They need to step up in terms of governance, rebuilding Cabo Delgado, and I'm afraid there is no short-term solution to that. It is going to take years. I don't see the insurgency moving away or going away for the next 5 to 10 years. I see the issue lingering, and SADC has to take care in terms of its budget. Can it afford such a long-term deployment? I doubt seriously. Rwanda has the luxury of France sponsoring them. They can be for a bit longer, but relying on these forces for 5-10 years completely unrealistic.
Is there any success with how Maputo as a government, or Mozambique as a government is dealing with it?
They are at least acknowledging that there are local problems at play here. So there seems to be a shift away from the international angle, without saying it, because they are actually acknowledging own failure. But with a corruption case now running full scale in Maputo, the priority clearly shifts again. And Frelimo and the governing party will only allow an intervening Cabo Delgado for as long as it does not put them in a vulnerable position. Remember, we have elections coming up. Nyusi already making noises of a third term as president. So the political interest and agenda remains the overriding factor. And that deviates from what is needed in Cabo Delgado.
And that is very, very concerning. But what really you're saying, if we have to just sum it up, is that this criminality aspect is almost just a bit of a diversion. The essence of this remains what it was, which is a terror insurgency.
I think one has to acknowledge criminality, but one has to understand the historical context, its prominence, and now to add another complexity, the involvement of officials for how long now in organized crime. We know this, and that complicates matters further. But to make a link between organized crime and the insurgents in such a simplified manner, simply, like you've said, is drawing attention away from the issues that has to be dealt with immediately.
And it's actually quite a dangerous. Jasmine Opperman, a terror specialist focusing on Africa, thank you for taking the time to speak to us, as you always do.